everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Shane 2-in-1 Stretching Training Penis Pump from Acme Joy. So it's been a while since I reviewed a penis pump. So, you know, here we go. So if you haven't watched my first penis pump review, it was a few years ago. I actually did, like, use the penis pump for a couple weeks because I wanted to know, like, do these things actually work? You know, because, like, you think they have to. I mean, they sell them, right? But, I mean, do they actually work? And the answer is yes and no. So what a penis pump does is it stretches your flaccid penis, and you will get additional length over time. However, when you get a boner, it pulls that length back, and you get, like, a soda can boner. So all that additional length gets, like, pulled back, and all that extra mass becomes like a lion's mane of flesh around your boner, and it kind of turns into like a soda can. Now, I remember this very vividly. I did actually like jerk off with my swollen soda can dick, and I was able to achieve orgasm and ejaculate. So you can still use your soda can dick once you stretch it out. However, I have been told by people who've used these things, you know, longer than I did. I used it for a couple weeks. I have been told that you can't eventually stretch out your dick and your boner will also stretch out, actually increasing the length of your erection. However, if you only use it for like a couple weeks, it's really going to mostly affect your flaccid penis. So your flaccid penis will be very impressive. Everyone will just, you know, just admire your flaccid penis. But then when you get a boner, the illusion is destroyed and they're going to realize you use a penis pump. That's the kind of disclaimer I have with penis pumps in general. They do work, but there is a caveat. You have to use them for an extended period of time if you want them to actually affect your erection length. I also have a tale of, like, a word of warning. I know somebody who used a penis pump for, like, 6 months, and he was able to increase his penis size fairly significantly, thinking that this was, like, his ticket to get, like, all the pussy. And no, here's the problem. Women like big dicks the way, like, people like amusement parks. They're fun to visit, but you don't want to go there every day. Generally, women like a guy with a big dick every once in a while. It's like a special treat. But, you know, once you're, like, rearranging their insides, they're going to realize this kind of hurts. And they're not going to want to go for, you know, many repeat visits. Unless you're talking about a really blown out, like, prostitute level, you know, we're talking complete Arby's roast beef sandwich levels of blown out. She might go for you, but is that the kind of woman you want? Probably not. So just be aware that, like, when you do this sort of thing, you can permanently increase your penis size, but there's a trade-off. It's like the monkey's paw. You get a big dick, but then women don't want to have sex with you because your penis is too big. I know, right? I know. It's bullshit, isn't it? They're never satisfied. And that's the secret. Women are never satisfied. What can you do? All right. To the product at hand. You have, first of all, this cannot really be used to masturbate with. It's strictly a penis pump for stretching out your penis. I mean, I guess you could masturbate with it, but it's not going to feel good because you're not going to get, so let me show you this. So this is like the gasket. So your penis goes into this gasket. There's no texture. There's no sex toy. There's nothing to actually, like, put, you know, like, friction on your dick. So unless you're going to, like, go in and out of this little gasket, which there's really nothing to it. It's just like a little gasket meant to create an airtight seal. There's nothing really to masturbate with. So you can't really masturbate with this. And getting the suction, it's not going to feel good. And also, if you have an erection, this is actually going to hurt. So you want to use the penis pump while your penis is flaccid. You do not want to use the penis pump while you have an erection. You can actually hurt yourself, okay? There's a lot, you could hurt yourself with this, guys. You don't want to take it too lightly. Okay, so there is a gauge where it shows you the length. It's on both sides. It's in centimeters. Centimeters, guys. So, you know, this isn't 9 inches, that's 9 centimeters. So 18 inches is about 7 inches, or I'm sorry, 18 centimeters is about 7 inches. So if you want to know, like, how, what this actually works out to, 7 inches, I think, is a good length. But, you know, like, you don't want to go, you definitely don't want to go beyond 7 inches. Honestly, 6, even 5.5, whatever, just don't go overboard, okay? Do not stretch your penis out too much and cause yourself permanent issues. That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right, what did I like about this? This was fairly comfortable, and I really like the controls. So there's really not a lot to this toy, or it's not, you know, toy, you know, kind of. Now this gasket cover does come off. You can literally just grab this, pull it off, wash it, dry it. You're gonna have to. The inside of the chamber is gonna fill with like sweat, as well as like moisture just from your penis and whatever kind of lube you use to get your penis inside. So be aware of that. You are going to have to kind of rinse this out and dry it out with a towel after you're done using it. But it's not going to be a very hard cleanup job. You're not going to worry about, you're not going to cum in it or anything, so that's fine. But this does come right off. You just pull it off, wash it, put it back on. It fits very tightly. It creates an airtight seal. It's good to go. There are two buttons and a dial. So this right here is the power button. This is the pressure release button. So if it starts to hurt, you can push that button and it basically dumps all the air pressure to basically so it stops hurting. And then there's a dial which allows you to step up the intensity. And there are five pressure levels as well as six what are called training modes. And they're basically patterns. So the basic pattern is just one steady suck, and then you can have it like suck and stop, or suck, stop, or suck, stop, you know, like, you know, I'm talking about, there's patterns. Honestly, the patterns really don't matter. Just use the regular basic setting where it just sucks constantly. But I really, really, really like the dial. So let me demonstrate the dial. All right, so I'm gonna turn on the power. Okay, so the light coming on tells you it's on. I'm just going to put my finger in here. I think this should work. Maybe the middle finger might be better. All right. All right, so I'm going to turn it on. Oh. Okay, it's going to work. Okay, so it's on one of the patterns. You can hear it, like the pattern going. But there is a dial. See, there's a little line right here. This is where the dial is. So if I turn it down, it actually turns off. So the first setting is what's called 50 to 190, what's called the M bar. I'm not really sure what M bar, what that turns into. It's like a suction type of equation. It's like whatever, how they measure suction power, but it's called M bar. So this is 50 to 190. Then the second setting is 190 to 210. And then the next setting is 210 to 250. And then 250 to 300. And then 300 to 350, and that's the highest one. Okay, so this is the highest one, and you can hit this little, you can hit the power button to cycle through the different settings, so the different patterns. Let me see if I can get the regular one. Is this the regular one? Yeah. Okay. So this is gonna just suck. Now this is pretty comfortable, and the thing is, when you're using this, you basically just, it's again, it's not a sex toy. You're not trying to masturbate with this. You put this on your dick and you basically like brace it against something, and then, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. If you're typing, working on something, you can go ahead and just do that while this is working. If it starts to hurt, you could turn it down. And that's what I really like about this dial. It's very intuitive. So if it starts to hurt a little bit, just turn the power down. And then, you know, if it doesn't hurt, you can turn it back up. And if it really starts to hurt, like if it really starts to hurt and be painful, just hit the dump button. And it dumps all the pressure. So that's it. That's really all this does. It's a fairly intuitive, let me turn this off. So it's a fairly intuitive device. I really like the dial. It's very comfortable. High quality materials. I didn't have any problems whatsoever. It comes with a magnet based charger. So here is the charger. It plugs, it's USB powered, obviously. It just sticks to it like that. And then you can see the light flashing, which means it's charging. All right, and that's about it. So you charge it up, you stick it on your dick, you let it go, it stretches you out. If it starts to hurt, you can turn it down, or you could hit the button to basically release all the pressure. And then you do that for a couple weeks, and then your penis will get longer. And, you know, there you go. Just, you know, be careful, guys. You don't want to stretch your penis out too much. It can cause issues. And also, it takes a while for the penis stretching to actually affect your erection length. But your flaccid penis will get very long very quick, but then if you have an erection, it'll like scrunch down into a soda can. So just be aware of that. It's weird. Look, these are the things I do so you don't have to. I'm putting in the research to keep you safe, to protect you. But yeah, this is probably, I mean, I haven't used that many penis pumps, but I really like the design. I think this really is a good user experience. I would have liked, one thing I would have liked, inches as well as centimeters. Having both sides only have centimeters, I understand most of the world uses the metric system. I mean, you could convert from centimeters, or you could just take like a something sharp. This is plastic. You can kind of etch into it or use a Sharpie. And you could write down numbers to make it inches. But it would have been nice if there was inches and centimeters. If you're looking for a penis pump, I highly recommend this. I think this is very well designed. It retails at $68.88. However, I do have a coupon code. So if you're interested in this toy, you can pick it up. I think you save 15%, or it might be $10. I can't remember. One of those. Anyway, so I checked it out. It's a flat $10 coupon code. So I'm not really sure if there's any restrictions to that. But anyway, the coupon code is good for the whole site. So you can get this. You can get whatever else you see that tickles your fancy. Anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. Save $10. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.